The Lightbringer by Graham McNeil. A short story from League of Legends. Read to you by Prestige Edition. The raiders attacked before dawn. 50 wolf-lean men in iron hauberks, mantled with strange furs, and bearing ash-dulled axes. Their steps were swift as they entered the settlement at the foot of the mountain. These were men who had fought as brothers for years, who lived in the heartbeat between life and death. A warrior in battered scale armor and bearing a heavy-bladed greatsword over his shoulder led them. Beneath his dragon helm, his face was bearded and raw, burned by a lifetime of war-making under a harsher sun than this. The previous settlements had been easily overcome, little challenge for men weaned on battle. The spoils were few and far between, but in this strange land, a man took what he could get. This one would be no different. Sudden light flared ahead, sunlight gleaming brightly. Impossible. Dawn was an hour or more away. The leader raised a calloused hand as he saw a lone figure standing athwart the settlement street. He grinned as he saw it was a woman, finally something worth plundering. Light inflamed her, and the grin fell from his face as he stepped closer and saw she was clad in ornate warplate. Auburn hair spilled from a golden circlet, and sunlight glinted from her heavy shield and long-bladed sword. More warriors emerged from the street, taking their place to either side of the woman, each gold-armored and bearing a long spear. "These lands are under my protection," she said. Leona lifted her sword as the 12 warriors of the Rohoric formed a wedge with her at their center. Six to either side, they swung their shields and hammered them down as one. Leona made a quarter turn and locked her own shield into place at the apex. Her sword slid into the thrust groove beneath the shield's bladed halo. She flexed her fingers on the leather-wound grip of her sword, feeling the surge tide of power within her, a coiled fire that ached to be released. Leona held it within her, letting it ease into her flesh. Embers flecked her eyes, and her heart pounded in her chest. The being she had joined with atop the mountain longed to burn these men with its cleansing fire. Dragonhelm is the key. Kill him, and the rest will falter. Part of Leona wanted to give the power in her free rein, wanted to scorch these men to smoldering bone and ash. Their attacks had killed scores of people who called the lands around Mount Targon home. They had defiled the sacred places of the Solari, toppling sacred sunstones and polluting the mountain springs with their excretions. Dragonhelm laughed and swung his greatsword from his shoulders as his men moved away from him. To fight with such a huge weapon and keep it in constant motion needed space. He yelled something in a guttural tongue that sounded more like animal barks than anything human, and his warriors gave an answering roar. Leona let out a hot breath as the raiders charged, their braided beards flecked with frothed spittle as they pounded toward the Rohoric. Leona let the fire into her blood, feeling the ancient creature merge its essence with hers more completely, becoming one with her senses, and gifting her with perceptions not of this world. Time slowed for Leona. She saw the pulsing glow of each enemy's heart and heard the thunderous drumbeat of their blood. To her, their bodies were hazed with the red fires of battle lust. Dragonhelm leapt forward, his sword hammering Leona's shield like a stone titan's fist. The impact was ferocious, buckling the metal and driving her back a full yard. The Rohoric stepped back with her, keeping the shield wall unbroken. Leona's shield blazed with light, and Dragonhelm's mantle of fur smoldered in its furnace heat. His eyes widened in surprise as he hauled his enormous sword back for another strike. "Brace and thrust!" she yelled as the rest of the raiders hit their line. Golden spears thrust at the instant of impact, and the first rank of attackers fell with their bellies pierced by mountain-forged steel. They were trampled underfoot as the warriors behind them pressed the attack. The shield wall buckled, but held. Axes smashed down, sinews swelled, and throats grunted with the effort of attack. Leona thrust her sword through the neck of a raider, with a scar bisecting his face from crown to jaw. He screamed and fell back, his throat filling with blood. Her shield slammed into the face of the man next to him, caving in his skull. The Rohorric's line bent back as Dragonhelm's sword slammed down again, this time splintering the shield of the warrior next to her. The man dropped, cloven from neck to pelvis. Leona didn't give Dragonhelm the chance for a third strike. She thrust her golden sword toward him, and a searing echo of its image blazed from the rune-cut blade. White-hot fire engulfed Dragonhelm, his furs and hair instantly igniting and his armor fusing to his flesh like a brand. He shrieked in hideous pain, and Leona felt the cosmic power inside her revel in the man's agony. He staggered backward, somehow still alive, and screaming as her fire melted the flesh from his bones. His men faltered in their assault as he fell to his knees as a blazing pyre.
"Into them!"
shouted Leona, and the Rohorric surged forward. Powerful arms stabbed spear blades with brutal efficiency. Thrust, twist, withdraw, over and over again like the relentless arms of a threshing machine. The raiders turned and fled from the Rohorric's blood-wetted blades, horrified at their war leader's doom. Now they sought only to escape. How and why these raiders had come to Targon was a mystery, for they had clearly not come to bear witness on the mountain nor make an ascent. They were warriors, not pilgrims, and left alive, they would only regroup to kill again. Leona could not allow that, and thrust her sword into the earth. She reached deep inside herself, drawing on the awesome power from beyond the mountain. The sun emerged from behind its highest peaks as Leona thrust her hand to the light. She dropped to one knee and slammed her fist on the ground, and sunfire rained from the sky. Thanks for listening. All credit for these stories goes to Riot Games and League of Legends. Full details can be found in the video description. If you enjoyed this production, please hit like and subscribe. There's a lot more coming.